Back in Richmond, Mary's health grew delicate. She was confined to a bed for a long time. Her situation became even more precarious when she recovered. While walking down the street on August 20, 1860, she was arrested for not having the proper papers. Under Virginia's complicated racial laws, a freed slave who had left the state was not allowed to return. Mary was jailed for several weeks and received 5 painful lashes during her incarceration. When she appeared before Richmond's mayor's court, she and Eliza convinced a judge that she had not violated the state's racial laws because she had never been freed in the first place. Mary claimed the Van Loos had sent her north to be educated, and then she sailed to Liberia. She had returned to the United States for a visit and had returned to Richmond at the Van Loo family's insistence. Eliza backed up her story, claiming Mary was still her slave. The judge fined Eliza $10 for letting Mary go to Liberia and returned her to her master. Mary ruefully told an audience years later that she was finally sold into slavery. But returning to the Van Loos, officially designated as their property, kept her out of trouble. During her arrest and court episode, Mary demonstrated a tradecraft talent. Likely trying to shield herself from scrutiny, she used 2 aliases, telling her captors at one point she was Mary Jane Henley, and another time giving her name as Mary Jones. After her release from custody, Mary in fact became Mary Bowser. She met Wilson Bowser, a black man who worked at the Van Loo farm, likely when he brought produce to the mansion. On April 16, 1861, 3 days after the fall of Fort Sumter, Mary wed Wilson in St. John's Church, which the congregation again did not appreciate, and the couple moved into the mansion. John's wife, Mary, who would be out of the house in a little more than a year, was disgusted that the 2 stupid niggers, as she called them, were allowed to live at Churchill. She received a special venom for Mary Bowser.